If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Psalm 34. Psalm 34. And I'll be reading verses 1 through 9. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 9. But we're only going to talk about one verse. That was our key verse, verse 8, throughout the week. Psalm 34. The Lord delivers his own, is what it says, of David when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he left. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivers me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. And he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. Taste and see. Children, say the verse together with me as we start, because that's what we're going to talk about. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How happy is the person who takes refuge in him. Psalm 34:8. I think we had about 100% of the kids that came to Vacation Bible School this year memorize that verse. And it was good. It was shocking to see and amazing and wonderful to see them understand and get the Word of God into their hearts. Well, maybe to start out with a question today, when was the last time you were intimidated? When you were wholly, absolutely afraid, full of terror that maybe kept you up all night. You know, David, King David, spent a lot of his time running for his life, maybe 10 to 13 years. Year after year, he hid in cave, one cave after another, in a wilderness close to the Dead Sea. And the children this week told me what they find in caves. You know, you find spiders and snakes and all kinds of holes and unexpected stuff. And but that's where God wanted David to be. You know, I've been there. I was there like a month and a half ago, close to the Dead Sea. And it's so hot and it's so dry there. It seems like there's only a possibility for a few people to live there. And yet David lived there from, oh man, over 10 years. And he would run from cave to cave, and that was God's will for him. And David learned so much about God during the difficult times of his life. You know, and there were times that David made mistakes. David wasn't perfect, but God helped him even when he made mistakes. Psalm 34, from which Psalm 34:8 comes from, is a psalm of relief and gratitude. Relief and gratitude for God's help. When one, just one of David's mistakes could have cost him his life. It's an acrostic psalm. And it's written that way so that people will be able to remember it. Now every letter in the Hebrew alphabet starts each of the verses. There are 22 verses in Psalm 34. And we do that in English too. You ever heard of this psalm? So, my dear, that's an acrostic psalm. It helps us to remember. And that's the way Psalm 34 is set up, so that we will remember it. Except there's one thing that's a surprise about how that's set up, and we'll see that at the end. You know, it's almost like after David had this experience that he got together with all the children that were around with him, sat them down, and they told them really an important thing. wanted them to remember them, to remember this. He wanted them to remember how God had answered his prayers, how God had provided for his needs, how God had delivered him from his troubles, and how God had protected him from all kinds of danger that he was in. You know, in order to escape from Saul, David, without checking in with God, had gone to live from these caves to a small village named Gath. Okay, children, remember the story we had about David and that big guy he fought against? What was that guy's name? Goliath, that's right. And Goliath was from where? The town of Gath. That's where David went. Thought that might be better than the caves. And he found out it was not. And so David, in his psalm, emphasizes fearing the Lord and trusting God's goodness. And you know, David was really relieved and happy to be out of Gath and now back in his cave where God wanted him to be, because God had some more things to teach David in these caves. Well, as we look at Psalm 34:8, there is an invitation and a promise there for our lives. It's very simple, an invitation and a promise. First of all, let's look at the invitation. Taste and see that the Lord is what? Good. Right. The key to having a satisfied life is to have a God-centered life. So in this chapter, the word Yahweh, the word for God, is mentioned 16 times. It's a God who is holy, a God who is personal, a God who's eternal, and a God who makes promises and keeps all of his promises. This is the God who invites us to know him, to trust him, to rely upon him. Taste and see. You know, it's the opposite of the way we do things usually, isn't it? Tasting and seeing. Now, Cindy made a cherry pie. Perceive, understand, accept, believe. It's talking about believing in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. Taste and see. It doesn't refer to a casual sampling, like nibbling on this once in a while, but rather a feeding upon God's word. Spending time to get to know him better and trusting and enjoying him more. And not only that, it's personal. It's like a command. It's not a command, but it's an invitation. You put the second person plural in there. Say, you, you do this. It's relational. We commit ourselves to God's company and interests. We want him to be a part of our lives. It's emotional. He changes our thoughts and heals our thoughts. He heals our hearts as we know him. And we can discover that this God, Yahweh, the one who makes promises and is powerful enough to keep these promises, is what, children? What is he? That word that starts with G. He's good, right? He's good. And that word you could translate as pleasant, as agreeable, as beautiful, as loving. He takes away all of our fears. You know, faith and obedience do not guarantee that the child of God will never have troubles. But this psalm comforts us that if we know God, we can call on him at any time. And he can turn those troubles into blessings. You know, I had the opportunity to work with our team of people to help set up for Vacation Bible School. And it was an amazing thing to put all these decorations together. You know, everything you see out there is the work of some of the most creative minds in our church. And you know, we had deadlines and schedules. You have to paint this first. You got to put these boxes together before you can build this. You know, and everybody worked together. It was amazing to see all the skills and all the gifts of God's people coming together, not just in the decoration part, but then teaching and cleaning up and doing all kinds of things. And there were many, many times when we thought, how are we going to do this? How are we going to make this look like we want it to look like? But each time we got to see, we got to taste and see that the Lord is good. And you know, we'll never, ever forget those things, because God has written those experiences in our hearts, because he's put us through those things for a reason. Secondly, let's look at the promise. Blessed is the man who takes what in him, children? Refuge in him. Okay. God not only takes away our fears, but he also fills us with great joy. He makes us happy. The word in my Bible that I read is that he blesses us. You know, he favors us. He empowers our steps when we take refuge in him. When we flee to him, when we have troubles, when we confide in him, he shows that he is faithful and good in every situation. He satisfies us. We taste and see by seeking refuge in him. There's all kinds of other places people go for refuge, but we are satisfied when we take refuge in him. You know, God was good to David. He protected him from his enemies. But it was for David, it was great to be safe from his enemies. That's true. But it's even better to be close to God and enjoy all the new things, the good things that God was going to teach him. Blessings. Now, how many of you have a garden at home? I have a garden at home. I love my garden. That's what God offers us. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How happy, how blessed is the person? It's personal. It doesn't come to everybody, but if a person who makes that decision, trust in him, will receive those things. And finally, let's look to apply this verse to our lives. We know that God saved David. God delivered David. And we see also that God satisfied David. You know, it matters whether we seek him. His blessings don't come to just everybody, you know, automatically. They come to a person who turned to him, to receive him. And Peter talks about this in 1 Peter chapter 2, where he says, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. You know, maybe you're here today and you don't know God. Maybe it's the first. We had children sometimes in our church that have never, ever been in a church before. And they ask questions like, what's it mean to pray? Oh, I don't have a Bible like that. I don't have anything like that. What does that mean? But it's okay, because the offer is made to everyone. Taste and see is a universal offer to every person. If we don't know him, we should seek him. If we don't know him, we should trust him. And we should ask him to forgive us and accept Christ as our Savior. But if we do know God, maybe you belong to the group that does know God. David knew God. We should not make mistakes like David did. We should pray, ask God for wisdom. Continue to consume God's word like newborn babies, craving pure spiritual milk, so that by it we might grow up in our salvation, discovering very often, over and over and over again, how good the Lord is. How about you today? Where are you at? Have you ever been intimidated, scared out of your wits like David was? God made an impression in your life. Whoa, don't go there that way. Don't do that again. Learn to trust God in that situation too. Are you tasting and seeing that the Lord is good? Remember, I told you that there was a surprise in Psalm 34. You know, it's an acrostic psalm. It's all by order, you know, it's consecutive Hebrew letters out, right down through the psalm. But between verses 5 and 6, there's a letter missing. And that's put in the last verse of Psalm 34. It's the Lord redeems, and it's there. It's put there this way so that we will recognize it. So it's emphasized. The Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. No one. It reminds me of that verse, John 3:16, doesn't it? For God so loved who? The world. That he did what? Gave his only begotten son, only unique son, so that whosoever does what? Believes in him, takes refuge in him, he will not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. And that's what we hope for everyone that comes to our church, everyone who ever darkens the door of VBS, that they'll know Jesus as their Savior and not face condemnation and eternal separation from him. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your love for us. Thank you for the privilege it was this week to spend so many hours and good times with the children that came and the adults, too, that were here that loved Jesus. Lord, we just pray that you will help us consider this offer that you are making to us in Psalm 34:8, and also the promise that you are making. And we know that you're able to keep these promises like nobody else can. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.